Blog Talk Radio.
It is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and any SCW Entertainment fan can tell you exactly what that means. It's time to listen to the voice of SCW Entertainment, the owner and promoter, yours truly, Sean Van, welcoming you all to another edition of SCW Radio. And, guys, we got a lot to talk about this week, especially 10 days away from what is shaping up to be the biggest event in the history of SCW Entertainment. I'm talking about WrestleFest 7. That's the good news. The bad news is the SCW Entertainment Council has yet again made another decision without my approval, behind my back, and on my very own radio show that I have hosted 176 episodes of. So unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we are now being joined by this week's, just threw up a little bit of my mouth, this week's co-host, the co-general manager of SCW Entertainment, and soon to be Hall of Famer Brian White. There you go.
Hey, love it.
You know, it goes without saying, I don't want you to be here. It goes without saying that it makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit to say that you're going to be a Hall of Famer before me, mind you, and the fact that I have to deal with you this week on SCW Radio.
Oh, it's a privilege to be here with you too, Sean. I'm so glad that I could be here tonight and I can host the show and we can just talk about WrestleFest. Let's not worry about how much you hate me or how jealous you are of me making the Hall of Fame. By the way, thank you to all the fans out there. Thank you to everyone who supported me over the years to get to this point. Thank you all very much. And the council, thank you so much for letting me host tonight. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, we're about to jump into business here. But one small note, and, you know, I'm sorry, but I really got to think that the council, this is a little pity party for you.
You're the one. Well,
no, 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 no.
Last year when Anderson Strong pinned you 1, 2, 3, you cried and said, "That's it. Thank you all." And you know, you're back too. So I mean, you're wreaking havoc in SCW Entertainment. You're wreaking havoc. We're all getting tired of it. The fans, the council, everyone is standing up to you. You can say, so to say, quote unquote, we're revolting against you because we're not going to We're not going to stand here and just take it. You know what I mean? We're getting tired of your mess. We're getting tired of Ben Wright's madness. We're getting tired of a lot of things, and things are going to change in SCW for the better.
Well, you know, regardless of all that, and that's fine that you say, oh, yeah, I cried and said that, but at least I didn't retire the way you did I? That was a different kind of crying. That was a painful cry. But you know what? I'll go back to my original point since you interrupted me. I think the council's putting you on this week because – you got 10 days, buddy. Let's not forget about the deal you made with Ben Wright. After Ben Wright beats the holy hell out of TJ Boss, ends him, you're effectively no longer the co-general manager of this company. You've agreed to these terms, correct?
I did. I signed the contract, as a matter of fact, this morning at the SCW headquarters.
So if I were you, I'd really try to get on my good side because you may be looking for employment come October 25th, the day after WrestleFest.
Well, see, this is where I'm not worried. Like I say, I've said it once and I'll say it again. You and Ben Wright are going to find out what happens when you cross the boss, okay? You cross TJ Boss, and now you cross one of the other bosses. So to speak, you're going to find out what happens when you cross the bosses. When WrestleFest
well, you're
going
to find out there's only one boss around these. You're
oh,
talking
really?
To him.
You can be that for the next 10 days. You can be that. That's fine. But at WrestleFest, all bets are off. And when TJ Boss pins him 1, 2, 3, I don't have to see you. I don't have to see Ben Wright. I don't have to see none of that madness anymore.
All right. You know what? Enough of this bull crap between me and you. I could stay on this line for the entire 30 to 45-minute duration of this show telling you what a piece of crap you are, but we have business to attend to. So with that said, guys, if you'd like to be a part of SCW Radio this week, there are a couple of ways you can do so, one of which is going to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's event, the October 14th, 2015 event, episode 176, by the way, and you will be able to live chat with us there. Also, if you'd like to call in and be a part of SCW Radio this week, that number is, as always, 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So we've already got our switchboard over here is lighting up. If you've called in, bear with us. We got a few things to discuss before we start taking calls. But we got to start with what everybody's talking about. 10 days from now, Saturday, October 24th, 3 o'clock p.m., SCW Entertainment presents the 7th annual WrestleFest, the biggest event in all the calendar year for SCW Entertainment. And once again, we return to the Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina, guys. Now, like we said, the show begins at 3 o'clock p.m. However, for the first time in WrestleFest history, if you come out early at 2:30 p.m. that day, a half hour before the show begins, you will be treated to a very in-depth panel, a discussion, a group of individuals speaking about the matches, what's going to be going on, going to be very entertaining, and also a pre-show bout that we're going to talk about here just in 1 minute. Now, tickets, you can't beat the price. Only $5 across the board, and kids 5 and under are still absolutely free. We're going to have concessions on hand, SCW merchandise, T-shirts, DVDs, and kids, don't forget, come dress in your Halloween costumes because the costume contest will be going down during intermission with prizes on the line, so you don't want to miss out on any of that. Now, with that said, let's talk about some of the incredible matches that have already been signed for WrestleFest, and myself and co-GM Brian White will both give you, I'm sure, a very different perspective on each and every one of these matches. So we'll start with the preliminary bout. If you get to Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2:30, you're going to get a bonus match. You're going to get to see Kevin Phoenix versus Tyler Storm, two guys who, in Kevin Phoenix's case, he's made a couple appearances at SCW Entertainment. Tyler Storm is an SCW Entertainment virgin, first time he's ever been here. We're going to see these two high flyers get it on in the preliminary bout. What are your thoughts, Brian White?
Well, my thoughts, one, Kevin Phoenix, man, when you think him, you think the Son of the South. What's some of his other names? I can't think of some of his other nicknames he has, but he has brought us electrifying matches. Some of the matches, like the match against Ray Davidson we had at Still Standing. He's been all over the Carolinas, Georgia, West Virginia, Virginia, wrestling for AIWF, and now he's coming here to SCW Entertainment. To face, one, Tyler Storm. Tyler Storm, I have personally wrestled him before. He's a great competitor, has a lot of heart, very fast, very quick. So the fans better keep their eyes on him. He moved really quick in the ring. I think it should shape up to be a very equally balanced match. Kevin Phoenix, we're glad to have you here. Tyler Storm, welcome to SCW Entertainment, is all I can say.
And, you know, I've heard a lot about Tyler Storm. I've heard he has a very mat-based game. He's an incredible amateur-style wrestler, Kevin Phoenix. You don't have to say much about him. This guy's traveling all over the Southeast doing big things. So going to be an incredible match to open up WrestleFest in that preliminary bout. Also, guys, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, the tag team champions this year at WrestleFest are in two separate singles contests. Therefore, the tag team titles will not be on the line. However, a number one contenders match to the SCW tag team titles will be going down as two teams who have never teamed together before do so, as we will see El Diablo and Del Frito, and as I understand it, they are now calling themselves Crunch Time Bel Grande, take that for what you will, to take on the team, Brothers, Ace Harris, and Tony Lycan. Number one contendership, the tag team titles on the line. You got to give the edge to the Brothers, I believe at least. What are your thoughts there, White?
My thoughts exactly. With when it comes to crunch time, I've never seen this El Diablo wrestle except at CyberSlam, and he's just as strange as Del Frito is. So it's going to be interesting to see how they work. And then you got Tony Lycan and Ace Harris. Now these two men, they were once together and then they were apart and then now they're back together. Fans are wondering, can you really trust Tony Lycan right now? That's the question. Can you trust him? Can you trust Ace Harris? We don't know. We're going to have to see how these two work in cahoots and not let the things in the past that came between them affect them now. It's time for them to come together and get the title shot for these SCW championships. I look to see the brothers come out on top of Crunch Time, Bel Grande, however you said they are, whatever. I see them to come out on top of this.
And another thing you got to take into consideration, we have two matches on this WrestleFest card. Jackson Carter could leave WrestleFest unemployed. TJ Boss, if things go my way, could leave WrestleFest with a career-ending injury. There's no telling what's going to be happening with those tag team titles in the near future, so this match is extremely important. Now, also, let's not forget, guys, we haven't seen him in 6 months. Sean Storm, one of my favorite SCW Entertainment wrestlers, makes his return at WrestleFest 7. A lot of people are questioning, what will he do? What will he say? What's your take on that, Brian?
My take is this. Where the hell have you been? You all of a sudden want to come back at the biggest stage of them all for all of us and come to WrestleFest, and now you want to talk. Now you want to say something. Nobody's heard a thing from you in months. Nobody's seen you. And now all of a sudden you're going to come back. You are a company man, I guess, with Sean Van. Well, I don't see it. Okay, and take this for what it's worth, hashtag shoot whatever. I don't give a fuck. But it don't take but 5 seconds to click share to promote your company. So me personally, I don't give a shit if you're there or not, but why now do you decide to come back when you could have been back a long time ago?
Well, obviously you don't read paperwork and memos. I've given Sean Storm the time off he needed to take off to reevaluate his position in this company, something you're going to have a lot of time to do after WrestleFest. But I'll digress there, and we'll move on. A match that we've had here last year at WrestleFest, a match that I came up on the losing end of, it is a loser leaves SCW match. My career was on the line this year, last year. This year, one individual will be leaving this company once and for all. Who will it be? Will it be the Professor Murdoch or one of the newest additions to the SCW roster and one half of the SCW Tag Team Champions, Jackson Carter? This match is actually pretty personal. The Professor Murdoch looks at Jackson Carter and sees a Professor Murdoch wannabe. He put this whole thing together. I signed off on it. One man leaves SCW Entertainment forever. What do you think?
My thoughts, well, number one, speaking for someone who's been in the ring, Professor, that is an aggressive wrestler. He comes in with authority. He commands respect, and he gets that respect. As I was talking to him earlier this week and a lot of other guys on the roster, they feel that maybe Jackson Carter was not ready to become an SCW Tag Team Champion. They think it's too soon. Others, they believe it's a good chance for him to get some experience on his belt with TJ Boss by his side. Now, my opinion is this. You can't go off with TJ Boss. You can't pony back around off him. Neither can you let people get to you by saying, oh, you're not ready to become a champion. Now is the time to step up. You're going against a seasoned vet like Professor Murdoch. He's not going to take it light or easy on you. He's never been known to take it light or easy on anyone. But now the careers are up for grabs. You just got here. So my advice, P's and Q's, study tape. And, Professor, good luck. Same to you, Jackson Carter. Guys, this match right here will separate the men from the boys, literally, I believe. So that's my take on it.
And you know, you mentioned it. I mentioned it last week. This is the first time we're ever going to see Jackson Carter in a one-on-one environment. No TJ Boss in his corner. This is one-on-one. Mm-hmm. One man leaves SCW Entertainment forever. We find out who that is on the 24th. Now, up next, the SCW Internet Championship on the line in a four-man ladder match. Four individuals are going to be vying to climb that ladder and secure one of the most prestigious championships this company has to offer as the smooth operator himself, Cat Daddy, defends against the nefarious one, Carl Hager, the rookie, Josh Ramsey, and I got to tell you, a guy who's definitely been off kilter as of late, Mr. Smith. Four guys, one ladder, one championship. What do you think?
All right. Well, everybody knows I don't hide it. I'm a big fan of Cat Daddy. I'm not one of his kittens, so to speak, but I'm a very big fan of him. This young man has scratched, crawled any way, anything he had to do to get his way to the top here, and now he's at the top of his game right now, I feel, with the SCW Internet Championship around his waist. He has a lot to bring to the table, but you've got to remember you have his former tag team partner, Carl Hager. There's a lot of bad blood there between these two because one or the other feels like the other one carried the other in the tag team. I don't know how that goes. That's between them two, but they're finally going to get their hands on one another. Then you have Josh Ramsey. Oh, my God, this kid has lit a fire under the rookie's tails here in SCW Entertainment. Me personally, I really am a big fan of Josh Ramsey as well. He has a lot to bring. He's very, very quick in his matches. That quickness could be his best friend or it could be his enemy. Now, the other guy, Mr. Smith, this man has he's really made some changes over the past couple of months. Actually, this past year in SCW Entertainment, he hasn't been the same. I see a darker side of him coming out. I see more physicality coming out of him, and the guys should be aware you're giving him a weapon. Well, we saw what him and Ace Harris did to one another still standing in that last man standing match. You're giving this man a ladder now. He's even more dangerous. Just hope he can get it together and maybe pull off a win in this. But the smooth operator has definitely got his hand. You know, he's got a big task on his hands. So good luck to him and all competitors in this match.
Absolutely. Everybody's got something to prove in this one. Cat Daddy's got to prove that he deserves to be the Internet Champion. Carl Hager has to reinvent himself. He has to prove that he is a singles competitor again. Josh Ramsey is just establishing a legacy here in this company. He's got a lot to prove. And Mr. Smith, there's a guy who people have said time after time something was missing. I personally think he's found it, but we're going to find out at WrestleFest as we move on to one of the two co-main events. Ben Wright. That's right, Ben Wright, along this guy, the owner of promoter of SCW Entertainment, Sean Vann, and my assistant, Scott Pierce, to take on TJ Boss, and in his corner, the co-general managers, if you want to call them that, Brian White and Kevin Anderson. Now, I've said it once, I'll say it again. I have openly told everyone on this radio broadcast several times that if Ben Wright does what I want him to do, which is not only beat TJ Boss, but end TJ Boss, that I'll gladly grant him number one contendership to the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Now, Brian White also made a bit of a wager as well, stating that if Ben Wright won this match, he would give up his stake as co-GM of this company. So, Brian White, I feel as if you've got a lot to say about this. I know I do, but I'll go ahead and give you the floor here. Go ahead.
All right, well, this is how I feel about it. Ben Wright, Sean Vann, Scott Pierce, all of you personally can kiss my ass. Ben, I have no respect for a man that comes into a company who hasn't fought his way or, you know, done anything to prove he deserves a heavyweight title shot in this company, because everybody knows if you want something in SCW Entertainment, you have to work for it, okay? You haven't done shit to earn it. You grabbed our attention, yes, by attacking one of the faces of the company, as some people would say, and TJ Boss. But now you're involving me. You're getting a little personal. You want to bring things into this or whatever. Well, let me tell you something, Benjamin Donald Wright. I don't appreciate the way you're doing things. I don't like you. You don't belong here. We're not playing Cowboys and fucking Indians here, okay? Sean Vann, you are the cancer that is killing this company. Scott Pierce, you're just another ginger that will be unemployed like your boy Tanner Stone. Now, when WrestleFest comes around and TJ pins you 1, 2, 3, I don't want to hear no pissing and moaning or anything out of you or Sean Vann or Scott Pierce. I don't want to hear none of y'all. I just want to see y'all walk to the locker room, grab your stuff, and politely leave. That's all we want you to do, because we don't want you here. To me, y'all are the scum of the earth and don't belong here. Ben Wright, bring your bags. Pack them, leave, whatever, I don't care, but TJ Boss will come out on top, and peace and serenity will be back in SCW Entertainment.
Well, it's always nice to hear a future Hall of Famer stay so humble, but I'll tell you my side of the story here, and that is what you could also call the truth, and that is at WrestleFest 7, my vision, the owner and promoter of this company, my vision will come to fruition. And you'll all see what that means on October the 24th, and I got nothing else to say about it.
We have a good history there, me and you at the Burton Center. Remember Blaze of Glory? We have a lot of history there. So
And hey, isn't that going to be interesting when I get to fire your sorry ass twice in the same place?
Yeah. Keep dreaming, old man. Keep dreaming.
You're older than me. Anyway, we're moving on because we got to talk about the main event, guys. The main event at WrestleFest 7, it is Mean Dean Richards with no doubt his toughest SCW Heavyweight Championship title defense yet. He will face off against the 6'8" giant, a man who, you know, I don't even mean this as an insult, mentally unstable. This is an individual who is here to hurt people. Dean Richards, he's here to hurt you. He's here to take your championship. And WrestleFest is the stage for Dean Richards to either prove he deserves to be at the top of the food chain or, to be quite honest with you, fall all the way to the bottom. And that's just my personal opinion. Dean Richards has a lot to prove. Anderson Strong, he's coming for that ass. What do you think, Brian?
My thought is this. What do you do to a giant that has been awakened? You know what I mean? Mean Dean, you fought some pretty big guys in your time and all that. You've had some pretty good challenges, but you know, now you're messing with a man, a giant, who is pissed because he has just recently lost his SCW Internet Championship to Cat Daddy at SummerSlam, and he's not happy. He's wanting gold record back around his waist, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get that. With that being said, though, Mean Dean is no pushover. If you note his background skills, he is a former MMA fighter, very good at submissions. If he can chop the giant down to the ground, I think he has a good chance of coming out on top, but that's just it. You've got to get your hands on that giant. And Anderson Strong, the physicality and his mentality coming into this is not good for Mean Dean either way. And I really look forward to seeing a lot of hard hits in this match. It's really too close to call. But Mean Dean, nut up or shut up. And good luck, guys.
Absolutely. It's going to be an amazing contest. SCW Entertainment's WrestleFest even being promoted on Greenwood Today's website. We're all over the place, guys. You know, as much as I hate to bring it up, it is Facts or Facts the night before October the 23rd. This individual on the phone with me, Koji and Brian White, will be inducted into the SCW Entertainment Hall of Fame. The SCW 2015 awards will be given out. It's always a great weekend, not even just WrestleFest, the entire weekend. It's going to be fantastic. Really quickly, I do want to also mention, if you haven't already seen, go ahead and make plans for December the 19th, guys, because that is going to be when SCW Entertainment returns to Cornacle Fire Department for our fifth annual Toys for Tots event. We're not going to get into that too much right now. I know it's a little bit into the future, but go ahead and make your plans now. It's going to be an amazing event, and it's for a great cause. Now, with that said, really quickly, guys, I just want everyone out there to know we've only got about 7 minutes before we go into after call, so we're going to go ahead and try to get all our callers on the line here. But really quickly, guys, just a small little note, SCWEntertainment.com. You can find it all there. Also, guys, SCW Entertainment is on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, Tumblr. Just go to Google and search the keywords SCW Entertainment. I assure you, you'll find us. Now, with that said, guys, my switchboard is lit completely up, but I'm going to give out that guest caller number one more time in case there's anybody else out there. That number being 713-955-0804. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and start the call-in portion of the show. We got about 6 minutes before we head into after call, but don't fear, we got 15 extra minutes off the top if we need it. So with that said, last four digits, 3193, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this week, as I said, I would do so on Facebook. It's me, it's Mr. ACE, Mr. Country Boy Fresh Ace Harris. And I appreciate that, Mr. White. Congratulations, by the way, on becoming the newest to the Hall of Fame. You know, you taught me a lot of what I know alongside TJ Boss, and we'll get to him in a minute. And I just want to say that, I was one of the people who voted for you, hands down. Mr. Van, how are you doing tonight? WrestleFest season.
I was doing great until I heard that. But that aside, we're going to talk about WrestleFest, and I'm going to ask you point blank. Yourself and your brother, Mr. White brought up a point earlier. And it's probably the only point we haven't touched on as it regards to this match at WrestleFest. The number one contendership for the tag team title is on the line. And like I said, Bryan White brought up you won't hear me say this much, but a pretty good point. Can you and your brother really trust each other, given your track record here at SCW Entertainment?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. You know, they say that there's no bond like a family bond, and I agree with that. At WrestleFest 6, we put the house down. Yeah, we had a bitter past, but you know what? When it comes to WrestleFest 7, we got the same goal in mind, and that's becoming the number one contenders for the SCW Tag Team Championships. You know, Taco Bell, El Grande, whatever they're calling themselves, they're going to have to sit back and wait their turn, because when we get done with them, not only will they move down, but we will be moving up. And as for TJ Boss and Jackson Carter, we have all the respect in the world for you guys, but when it comes to the tag team championships, they're coming to Lacking Country as soon as we get that chance, and we're going to prove everybody.
Lacking Country. I like that. Lacking Country.
All right. Now, with that said, stay on the line there with us, Ace. We're going to try to get some more callers in here and get some more differences of opinions, get a good conversation going, so stick with us. Next caller, last four digits, 5956. You're on SCW Radio. Who do we speak with?
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know what
that?
The hell that was. Apparently, we got some kind of. You know what? It's interesting. I know there are a lot of Sean Van haters out there, but you know what? If you're going to call in and you're going to do it 2 weeks in a row, and I'm not even going to try to conceal the fact that this is really starting to kind of piss me off a little bit, but if you're going to call in 2 weeks in a row and just play your radio or whatever the hell it is you're listening to, at least have the cojones to say something. So I did put you on mute so I could speak. Now let's try this again. Caller, is there anything you have to say?
I'm coming for you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people say they're coming for me. That's fantastic. You know what? The interesting thing about this is we have 2.5 minutes before we go into after call, and somebody is – and I'm glad this is on the radio, because we're going to find out whose number this is, and I'm going to report this to the police. I'm a very important individual, and I don't have time to be harassed on this radio show 2 weeks running now by someone who doesn't even have the balls to say who they are. They want to call in. They want to try to play with me. Now you, oh, quote, you're coming for me. That's very interesting.
They're bullying you.
What's that?
They're bullying you, it seems like.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but I'll tell
you
this much.
Remember how you did me? That's how they're doing. They're bullying you like you did me. But anyway, yeah, it's not right. Go ahead, continue.
I did it face-to-face, and that's the difference. So, you know, whoever you are, you know where I'm going to be October the 24th. So, you know, quit being a keyboard warrior. Come out and see me. And with that said, we're going to move on to our next caller. Last four digits, 7840, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
How you doing, Mr. Vandus, Mr. Smith, and Mr. Turn? Congratulations, Mr. White.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smith.
But speaking of WrestleFest 7, let's go back to the last show that so-called Country Fresh and Tony Liking supposed to show up. What happened to even though the show did continue without them, I can say Cyber Slam, and two opponents did not show up. There's Country Boy Fresh and Liking. But
you want to start this again?
Their feud is done. But let's go to WrestleFest 7, where Cat Daddy did the pin to me in the main event at Cyber Slam. But he didn't pin Anson Scrone. But me and Anson Scrone, we have talked about what path I should go and what path he should go. So I said, okay, I'll let you take the SCW heavyweight, and I go back to the Internet Championship. And we're on good terms there, so I appreciate that answer, Scroll. So it's not just me. Cat Daddy, you have Carl Hager and the rising star, Josh Ramsey. Josh Ramsey, I don't know a lot about you. I don't know if you've been in a hardcore match. But this match here is a ladder match. It's brutal. But if you can stand it, I would applaud you. But then again, I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to end your career, or better yet, just torture you or get under your skin like I did with the Liking and Hates brothers. But Rutherford 7, there will be a winner. The fans, you have to come and see. I'm not going to talk about it too long. But October 24th at the Burton Center, America League, it's Mr. Smith, Cat Daddy, Carl Hager, and Josh Ramsey. But for my closing thoughts, Josh Ramsey, this particularly goes to you. I don't have nothing to say to Cat Daddy or Carl Hager. We have faced before. But Josh Ramsey, I hope you are listening. You better have your A game. If not, you're probably walking out of the Burton Center, American League, with a broken leg. But have a nice day. Mr. Van, nice talking to you. Mr. White, congratulations again. Have a nice day.
Thank you, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Smith here, thank you for calling in.
I got to tell you, Mr. Smith is one of those guys you can never really tell what he's going to say until he says it. But I've said it before here in the past on the show, and I'll say it again. I like where Smith is going, and I did mention this earlier. Mr. Smith is a guy who a lot of people said was missing something at SCW Entertainment, and I think he found what he was missing, and it's what I've been preaching the whole time, just plain out aggression. You know, I said it before. We saw at CyberSlam Dean Richards pick up his fallen challenger for his title and shake his hand. That's not the kind of champion I want. I want a champion that's going to continue to beat your ass after the bell. Really? I know the people at home can't see this. Let me ask you a question, something I know nothing about. Have you ever been the SCW heavyweight champion, Mr. White? Because I have, and I do know something about that.
No, I've never been the SCW heavyweight champion, Mr. Sean. But I do know sportsmanship, and that's what that was. I don't understand what the problem with that is. That shows that you have honor and you have respect for your opponent.
I don't want a champion who has respect for his opponent. I want a champion who's going to pound his opponent into the ground. They come out here to see a fight, and that, as a wrestling promoter, is what I'm going to give them. You call me the cancer. It sounds like you're the cancer.
No, I'm the cure. Trust me, you'll see. Next caller, right?
Yeah, I bet you are. Well, it sounds like you need a cure. But with that said, we do have one more caller here still in the queue, and we're about 3 minutes in the after call. Like I said, about 12 more minutes here. We're going to go ahead and take this caller here, and you know what? Unfortunately, in my 3.5 years of running this radio broadcast, unfortunately, I know exactly who this phone number belongs to, and unfortunately, we are now going to reluctantly welcome onto the show SCW Superfan, as he like to call himself, the Wide Load himself. Wide Ass, how you doing?
Can I?
Hey, don't you call me Wide Ass, you poison man.
Well, you do have a wide ass, and you do wobble. I'm just pointing out the obvious, Wide Load.
You moon pie face, that's what you got.
Well, you got a moon pie ass. You need to quit eating them.
You got Scott Pierce up Pierce ears. You need to stop piercing them.
Well, how about this? How about you try to make a valid point? I know you want to call in here and harass me, but why don't you – you know what? I'll give you a solid 20 seconds, Wide Load. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
Hey, I got a few awards if you call me white ass one more time.
And you know what? Unfortunately, his Obama phone bottomed out, probably lost signal. So we apologize to everyone out there who was waiting with a bated breath to hear what that lard ass had to say. Now, with that said, we're going to go ahead and start winding down this edition of SCW Radio, and I'm going to give everyone their closing thoughts. So we'll go ahead and we'll start with you, Ace Harris. You got a big number one contenders tag team coming up at WrestleFest in 10 days. What are your closing thoughts?
Well, simply my closing thoughts are WrestleFest 7. You know, to come out and see the greatest wrestling in the state of South Carolina, the biggest event of the year, and witness Tony Lacken and myself with the ass of Taco Bell Grande become the number one contenders and prove to everybody that the past is the past. Mr. Van, Mr. White, I look forward to seeing you October 24th. Until then, mm-hmm. I'm Mr. Fresh, and that's just how I ride. I'm out.
All right, and you know what? I think we got Wideload back on the line here. We're going to give him some closing thoughts. You there, Wideload?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, I'm glad you finally answered to your true name. What are your closing thoughts?
My closing thought is WrestleFest 7, October 24th. Come out and see the boring piece of crap Sean Van and that old fart Scott Pierce get their ass kicked once and for all. Move.
You know, Dan, you really got to invest in a real phone there, Wideload. That Obama phone must keep bottoming out on you. I don't know what's going on there. You may be out of minutes. So, you know, unfortunately, Wideload couldn't get what he was going to say out, but I'll fill in the blanks. What he was really going to say is, JK, late April Fools, he loves Sean Van, he loves what I'm doing, he can't wait to see Ben Wright completely wiped the mat with TJ Boss. You know, things like that. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's what he was going to say. You know what? I'll go ahead and I'll do it against my better judgment. He is my co-host this week. Brian White, your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio.
My closing thoughts, first of all, I want to say these guys, if anybody's been following our company, WrestleFest is our WrestleMania, so to speak. So definitely the fans want to be out there the 24th to see this spectacle that we call WrestleFest. As far as the matches go, Tony and Ace, them two, I really would like to see them come together. Last year, they stole the show with their match was House of Hardcore or something, or was it just for the X title? I'm not sure. It was a hardcore match, but they took the show with that. And I look forward to seeing them in action, and hopefully they can do it again. Mean Dean, start studying some tape. Like I'm telling Jackson Carter, the same thing. Study some tapes. These guys that you're facing, they both are not very – they should not be taken very lightly. As far as our match goes, I really don't – I'm tired of talking to you. I'm tired of talking to Ben. I'm tired of talking to everyone about it. It's getting on my nerves. So
that makes two of us.
You're going to find out what happens when you cross the Boss and go Team Boss, and we'll see you all out there October the 24th. You got to be there for the spectacle known as WrestleFest. Fans, you're not going to regret it. Hope to see you all there. Thank you again for the Hall of Fame nomination, folks. This is going to be great. I'm looking forward to that as well. Thank you, Mr. Sean Van, for having me on your show. I look forward to seeing you at the office sometime this week.
I'm there every day. And you know what? Just on an aside, I'm glad you're on Team Boss, since I am the Boss. So thank you. The one and only true Boss of the company, yours truly. Now, guys, with that said, one more time with the remaining minutes we have left, I just want to go over in case anybody missed the very beginning of the tonight's radio show. 10 days from now, Saturday, October 24th, 3:00 p.m., it is WrestleFest 7. And I'm telling you right here, right now, if you've never been to an SCW Entertainment event, this is the one to be at. If you're a fan of pro wrestling, a fan of indie wrestling, this is where you need to be. If you're not a fan, I guarantee you, we make you a fan. Guys, like I said, I'll reiterate, Saturday, October 24th, 3 o'clock p.m., it is WrestleFest 7. We're going to be out at the Burton Center's Miracle League Field located at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina. Guys, don't forget, show up early at 2:30 for an amazing pre-show full with a panel, an extra bout's going to be going on, preliminary match. It's going to be amazing. Tickets only $5 for each and every individual. Kids 5 and under get in absolutely free. Concessions will be on hand. SCW merchandise such as DVDs, T-shirts, all will be for sale. Kids, don't forget, come dressed in your Halloween costumes because the costume contest is going down during intermission. And you can ask the winner of last year's Halloween costume contest. The prizes are definitely worth it. Now, with that said, one more time, guys, let's just run through them really quickly. In the preliminary bout, we will see Kevin Phoenix versus Tyler Storm one-on-one. But remember, guys, you got to show up early, 2:30, to see this one. It's going to be amazing, fast-paced action going on in that preliminary bout. Also, number one contenders to the SCW Tag Team titles will be crowned when the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, who are now apparently calling herself Lycan Country, will team up against Del Frito and El Diablo, known collectively as Crunch Time Bel Grande. One of these two teams is going to leave number one contenders to the SCW Tag Team titles. Be there to find out who. Also, Sean Storm, SCW's resident Canadian, makes his return to WrestleFest 7. It's going to be amazing. There's no telling what he's got up his sleeve. I, for one, can't wait. Also, in a loser leaves SCW Entertainment matchup, Jackson Carter, one half of the SCW Tag Team titles and rookie, just graduated from the XGR class, takes on the Professor Murdoch, a guy who looks at Jackson Carter and sees a Professor Murdoch wannabe. Is that the case? And furthermore, who's leaving SCW Entertainment once and for all 10 days from now at WrestleFest 7? Also, the Internet Championship will be on the line in a four-man ladder match as defending champion Cat Daddy puts that belt on the line, literally, against Carl Hager, Josh Ramsey, and Mr. Smith. There's only room for one man to climb that ladder and take one of the most prized possessions in this company, the Internet Championship. Also, Ben Wright, accompanied to the ring by yours truly, Sean Van and Scott Pierce, to face TJ Boss to the ring by the co-general idiots, Brian White and Kevin Anderson. Guys, I got to tell you, it can't get more personal than this match. And we're going to find out at WrestleFest, this match, and I tell you this and I mean this, this match will shape the future of SCW Entertainment. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the main event, the SCW Heavyweight Championship, the crown jewel, is on the line as Mean Dean Richards defends his title against the 6'8" giant Anderson Strong. This one is going to be the most hard-hitting match on the card. This much I guarantee you. Ladies and gentlemen, there can only be one SCW Heavyweight Champion. There is only room for one man on top of this mountain, and we're going to find out who that is 10 days from now at Burton Center's Miracle League Field, WrestleFest 7. Guys, that's going to do it for us here at SCW Radio this week. It's been a very eventful episode of SCW Radio. I do want to thank all the callers calling in, even those who had their own personal agendas. I will reluctantly thank Brian White for offering his brand of insight this week as my co-host. I will say this, Brian, you better enjoy it now because, you know, after WrestleFest, things aren't looking good for you, bro.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you at WrestleFest. That's all, like I said, I got to say about that. Till then, thanks, man.
Likewise. And with that said, guys, I'm, of course, your host of SCW Radio, the owner and promoter of this great company, Sean Van, signing off, and we'll catch you next week for another edition of SCW Radio.